Thank you, Lord. Well, why don't you lift your hands to the Most High God and begin to bless His holy name? What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore. Even angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Network Television, Pastor E.A. Adeboye, delivering the word with passion and power.
Let's lift our hands to the Almighty God and begin to bless His holy name. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's thank the Almighty God for everything He has done for us from the beginning of the year till now. Praise Him. Let Him hear your voice. Adore Him. Praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days. Thank Him for everything He has done for you since the beginning of the year. Thank him for January. Thank him for February. Thank him for March. Thank him for April. Thank him for May. Thank him for June. And now give him all the glory for July. Praise his holy name that he has brought you to the second half of this year. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise him, praise him. Thank you, Father. And then lift up your voice to the Almighty God and pray for all the youth, the young adults. Pray for those of them who are yet to be married, that God will provide them with the correct wives and correct husbands. Pray for them that in their career, somehow the Almighty God will help them to reach the top. Pray for them for wisdom, for understanding. Pray that the Almighty God will make all these wonderful young ones far, far greater than their parents. Pray that they will be relevant. That God will use them to build their nations. That in their own time, the glory of their nations will be fully achieved. Pray for them that they won't fail God. They won't fail their families. And they won't fail the church of God. Pray for them that it will be well with them. And then go ahead and pray for yourself. That is, in this month of July, the Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you. That the Almighty God will make your testimonies complete and perfect this year, particularly this month. Pray that all those things you have been expecting from the Almighty God will be done for you this month. And then pray for your neighbors, pray that it will be well with them. Pray that the Almighty God will answer their prayers. Pray that they too will have perfect testimonies this month. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We bless your name, O Lord. And we confess you that you are the Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. And we confess you that you are the Lord. We praise your name, O Lord, and we confess you that you are the Lord. Eternal Rock of Ages, we want to say thank you for who you are, the Almighty, the All-Sufficient, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord of Hosts, the one who never lost a war. And we thank you for whatever you have done for us in the past, for what you are doing for us in the present, and for what you will yet do for us in the future. Father, we want to thank you because we know that you are a merciful God and that your faithfulness is from generation to generation. We thank you for what you've done for the elders, and now we are thanking you for what you've done for our youth and young adults. We ask, Lord God Almighty, that you please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And today, Lord God Almighty, we are committing these young ones into your hands. We pray that your purpose for their lives will be fulfilled, that every one of them will achieve the goals that you have set for them in Jesus' name. We pray for those who are yet to be married among them, that they won't marry the wrong person. We pray for those who are already married, we pray that there be peace and harmony in their homes. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that in their careers, they will reach the top. We pray that they will be a blessing to their families, a blessing to their countries, and blessings to the Church of God. And for all of us, Lord God Almighty, we pray that this month will be a month when you will perfect everything concerning us, when our testimonies will be complete, our joy will be full, and in every area of our lives, Lord God Almighty, you will prove yourself more than sufficient. And Father Almighty, we are asking for your very special blessing for all those who have been faithful in the payment of their tithes and in the giving of their offerings. We pray that your promise concerning these people will be fulfilled, that will bless them so much that they won't have enough room to contain. And we pray, Lord God Almighty, for our country, Nigeria, that will continue to show us mercy. And in your own miraculous way, this very month, Lord, let every form of bloodshed come to an end. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah from wherever you are. Today we are bringing you greetings from Mount Carmel. It's a prayer mountain where God answers prayers by fire. And you'll be welcome to come and pay a visit here. It's a very mighty place where you feel the presence of God. And there are several prayer huts where you can be alone with God on your own in comfortable accommodations. I can assure you of one thing, if you come here to seek the face of the Lord, definitely he will speak to you and he will answer your prayers by fire. Today we want to talk to you about limit breakers. And our text will be taken from Matthew 11, verse 12. Matthew 11, verse 12. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And then we go to verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Jesus Christ was talking about a young adult called John the Baptist, and he called him the greatest of all those people born in the Old Testament. But then he added the fact that those of us in the New Testament are greater than he. Then he told us the secret of breaking limits. He says, from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The purpose of God for your life is greatness. God wants you to be great in every sphere of life. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, Genesis 1 verse 28, the Almighty God said to you, through your original parents, that you are to be blessed, you are to be fruitful, You are to multiply. You are to expand. You are to have dominion. That is the promise of God for you. But at times, you will discover that either you or your enemies will try to limit your greatness. They will try to limit your breakthroughs. I say it could be you limiting how great you could be, because in 2 Kings chapter 13, from verse 14 to 19, 2 Kings 13, verse 14 to 19, we have a situation where Elisha was sick and was about to die. And then a king came unto him and said, "What do I do now?" And he told him what to do so that his future can be settled. And one of the things he told him to do was to take an arrow and smite the ground. He smote the ground 3 times and stopped. And the Bible said the man of God was very upset and said, "You should have smitten at least 5 times. Then your testimony would have been complete." But he said, "Because you stopped after 3 times, then you have only 3 victories. That king limited his own greatness. I'm praying for every one of you today that whatever is in your life that could limit your greatness, the Almighty God will deal with it today. And when we talk about limits to your greatness, the limiting factors could be many. One of them could be sickness or disease. For example, in Luke chapter 13, from verse 11 to 13, Luke 13, from verse 11 to 13, the Bible talks about a woman who was attacked by the spirit of infirmity. The Bible said this woman was bent over, and no matter how hard she tried, she could not lift up herself. The spirit of infirmity limited her, bent her down, would not allow her to stand upright. I'm praying for you today that if there is any spirit of infirmity in you or anyone precious to you, the Lord Jesus Christ will deal with that spirit in Jesus' name. Now, to break the limit of infirmity, limit of sickness, limit of disease, you are going to need violent faith, violent action, and violent prayer. That's why he said the kingdom of God is so very violent, and the violent have taken it by force. And this is particularly relevant because we're talking to those of you who are young, who are young adults, and those, of course, of us, those of us who are young at heart. When you look at Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12, Mark 2 verse 1 to 12, the Bible tells us of a man who was paralyzed from neck downwards. When you talk about limitation, that man was thoroughly limited. But his friends brought him to Jesus Christ. And when they arrived and they found that the place was jammed with people, that there was no way they could go in, they did some violent things. One, they climbed to the roof. Two, they broke through the roof. They insisted that the problem of that their friend must end that day. The Bible said when Jesus saw their faith was a violent one. He said to the man, first of all, he said, "Your sins are forgiven thee." And then after some arguments with the people there who was wondering why Jesus should be forgiving sins, he turned to him and said, all right, boy, get up, take your bed, and go home. Violent faith. Violent action to break the limit of sickness. You find an example in Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34. Mark 5, 25 to 34. It talked about the woman with the issue of blood who had been bleeding for 12 years. She decided, I'm not going to be limited by this sickness any longer. She came to where Jesus Christ was. There was a multitude there, but she forced her way through and tore the hem of his garment, and she got her victory. And of course, you know in Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, it tells us the story of Bartimaeus, limited by blindness, who decided, I'm breaking the limit today. And she prayed violently. She prayed until Jesus heard. And that day, the limit to his life was broken. You probably have heard the testimony of a woman who was told in the hospital that there was nothing more they could do for her, that she should just go home and die. And she said to her children, take me to the headquarters. And they told her, Mama, there's no service today. The pastor will not be in the church. She said to them, who told you I'm going to look for the pastor? Just take me to the church. They brought her to a Butemeta. She said, carry me into the church. They carried her into the church. She said, get me close to one of the pillars. She said, I know if I can just touch one of these pillars, I'm getting my healing today. They carried her into the church. She touched one of the pillars and was instantly healed. I'm praying for every one of you today, listening to me wherever you are. In that name that's above every other name, every form of sickness and disease in you will vanish in Jesus' name. Another form of limitation can come from enemy action. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, if you read from verse 22 to 34, Acts 16 from verse 22 to 34, the Bible tells us of what happens when Paul and Silas were going about doing their work, doing the work of God, casting out demons. And some people took them and put them in prison, planning to put a permanent end to their ministry and to their lives. But at midnight, the Bible said, they sang praises unto God and they prayed the kind of prayer that was violent enough for everybody to hear. And then there was an earthquake and the Almighty God set them free. In Matthew chapter 15 from verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, the Bible tells us about a woman who came begging that her daughter be set free from forces of darkness. She prayed so violently that she got the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ. She exhibited so violent a faith that the Almighty God himself said, woman, great is thy faith. And she got what she wanted. In Mark chapter 5, if you read from verse 2 to 20, Mark 5 from verse 2 to 20, the Bible tells us of a man who was so loaded with demons that he was living in the graveyard. He couldn't pray, but he knew that there is someone who can break the limit to his destiny. And he came and fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus spoke a word, and he was set free, and he became a great evangelist. Some years ago, there was a bank manager who was doing very well before he was attacked by the enemy with madness. I mean, he became raving mad. And as they were taking him to Arrow, four huge policemen had to accompany him, even though he was handcuffed, even though his legs were chained. He was so violent. But even in his madness, he remembered that there is someone who could break the yoke, and begged the policeman, please take me to redemption camp. I know if I can set my feet on that ground, I will be free. So they brought him, and they said to me, this man said this, so please pray for him. So before we take him to Arrow, I said, he didn't say if I pray for him. He said if he could step on the ground, release him. Let him step on the ground. They said, no, we went through hell in order to even be able to hold him down enough to put on chains on his feet and so on. I said, let him step on the ground. That's what his faith says. They said, sir, we will not be responsible for the damages he will cause to your property. I said, set him down. They brought him out of the car, remove all his chains, and as he stepped on the ground, he was instantly free. I'm praying for every one of you listening to me today, your faith shall make you whole in Jesus' name. And then, of course, another limiting factor could be poverty. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15, Proverbs 10, verse 15, that poverty is a destroyer. It's not even just a limiter. It's a destroyer. He said the destruction of the poor is their poverty. The Bible made it clear in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, Proverbs 22, verse 7, he said that the poor will be the servant of the rich. That's another way of saying that if you are poor, you can't make it to the top. There's a limit already there. But you can break this limit again by violent prayer, by violent faith, and by violent action. For example, in 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7, the Bible tells us of the story of a widow who wasn't just poor. She was destitute. She was heavily in debt. The creditors had nothing in his house that they could sell. So they said they would sell her sons. They gave her 24 hours. But within the 24 hours, she moved. She cried to the man of God. The man of God gave instructions that would take great faith to obey. Go and borrow empty vessels. Borrow many. Take that little bottle of oil that you say you have and begin to pour it out. She believed the man of God. She did what she was told to do. By the end of the day, she was debt free and she never needed to borrow ever again. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, the Bible tells us of another widow who had a son and just one meal left. The man of God came and told her to surrender the last meal. She did what she was asked to do. She gave what I would call a violent offering. And the result of it was that for the rest of her life, she never suffered. You can break the yoke of poverty not only by violent prayer, not only by violent faith, but by violent action. When we were building our second auditorium at Redemption Camp several years ago, the little money we had given to a board, an association somewhere in what used to be called Bender State, to supply us with wood. But for one reason or the other, they failed to supply the wood. And We had no more money to buy fresh ones. And the convention was 2 weeks away. So as I was paving the grounds of the redemption camp, crying to God, God, what am I going to do? Your people are coming, and it is the rainy season. Suddenly I heard the Almighty God speak to me and said, son, what do you know about the kingdom of God? And I began to say all I knew about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is of righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit, yes, etc. He said, yes, keep going. Finally, I remember that it is written, the kingdom of God is sovereign violent, and the violent have taken it by force. He said, that's exactly what I want you to do. Give me a violent offering, and I'll break the limit. I got to the church on Sunday, told my people what God said to me, and I've asked God, what is a violent offering? And he said, a violent offering is an offering you want to give and your hand refuses to move. We gave a violent offering that Sunday. By Monday, there was a military coup. A new governor came to power. And the first thing he did was to dissolve the board that was holding our money captive. And then a young man came and said, I have no money to give, but I have a trailer. And you can use the trailer until the convention is over. Suddenly our wood was ready, and there was trailer to bring everything in. The limit to our success, the limit to our joy, was broken. I'm praying for every one of you today who are held captive by poverty. In the name that's above every other name, that limit will be broken today in Jesus' name. Finally, let me talk to you about one heavy limiter of destiny, and that is a curse. When a man is cursed, it becomes very difficult for him to achieve his goal. I mean, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 15 to 24, Deuteronomy 28 from verse 15 to 24, you will see what a curse can do. Because a curse is a summon to all forces to oppose you from reaching your goal. In the text that I mentioned, Deuteronomy 28, you will find that it says, when somebody is cursed, the heavens above him will be brass, the earth will be iron, and the rain will be powder. You can imagine a farmer trying to farm on the ground that is iron, in a place where the heaven is brass, and where the rain coming down is nothing but powder and dust. That tells you that fellow is doomed. But you can break any curse coming from any angle by violent faith, violent prayer, and violent action. I give you just one example. It was this young man called Levi. You can read about him in Genesis chapter 49. You can read the whole story from verse 1 to 7. Genesis 49 from verse 1 to 7. He did some terrible things while he was young. His father now was about to die and pronounced a curse on him and said he will be scattered in Israel. But by the time you get to Numbers chapter 3, if you read it from verse 5 all the way to 12, Numbers 3 from verse 5 to 12, the Almighty God said, whatever curse your father has pronounced on you, regardless, I want you to come near. I will make you my firstborn. The one that the father said will be scattered, the Almighty God said, he will be gathered. And when God speaks, it is done. But what happened? You will find it in Exodus 32 from verse 25 to 26. Exodus 32 from verse 25 to 26. The children of Israel had gone into idolatry, and God wanted to punish them. And Moses alone stood against them. How do I deal with a whole nation that is completely gone away from God? He knew he needed help. So he lifted up his voice to the whole nation and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And the Bible says, all the children of Levi gathered themselves together to Moses. They said, "We are on the Lord's side." And the Almighty God looked down from heaven and said, "All right, if you're on my side, then I'm on your side. Your father said you'll be scattered. No, you'll be my firstborn because you choose to be on my side." This morning, I'm asking all of you who are still away from God. God is asking a question. Who will be on my side? If you are on his side, I can assure you every limit in your life will be broken. If you will come to him wholeheartedly and say, "Lord, I am on your side. For the rest of my life, I will serve you. I will do your will. Whatever you say will be my command." The Almighty God will say, "Limits off." When people in the world want to speak, they will say, the sky is the limit for somebody. Let me tell you one thing. If you are on the side of the Almighty God, the sky is not your limit. Heaven is the only limit you have. You come to the Almighty God, he will pick you from where you are and take you to a height that you cannot even dream possible. So those of you who are listening to me and have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, I appeal to you today, for all the limits in your life to be off, come and surrender your life to Jesus Christ now. I will give you only a minute to do that so that I can pray for your salvation, and then the limits will be off from your life. And while those who are surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ are stepping forward, those of us who are already children of the living God, let us renew our commitment to the Almighty God. Let us tell the Almighty God, "Lord, I am on your side. I am for you, and I will serve you like never before." Let us renew our commitment. Let us renew our determination to serve him. And in a moment, we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask you to pray violent prayers. I'm going to ask you to exercise violent faith today, that before this day is over, my testimony will be complete. And whatever actions you need to take to make sure that poverty becomes a forgotten thing in your life, take that action today. Those of you who have come forward to give your life to Jesus Christ, talk to him for just 1 minute. Ask the Almighty God to have mercy on you, to save your soul, and to wash you clean with his blood. Those of us who are already children of God, let us intercede for all our brothers and sisters who have come forward to surrender their life to Jesus Christ. Pray that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. And then, in a moment, I'll be praying for the salvation of souls and for the rest of us too. Thank you, Father. Now let's bow our heads in prayer. My Father, my God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for all who have heard your word this morning and have decided to surrender their life to you. I know you are the limit breaker. I'm praying for all these people who have come forward to surrender their lives to you, that you will save their souls. You will let your blood wash away their sins. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will write their names in the book of life. You will receive them into the family of God. And I pray that from now on, when they cry unto you, their prayers will not be hindered, but that their prayers will be answered by fire. And I pray that they will serve you forever now, never looking back again, so that in your kingdom, none of them will be missing. And Father, in a moment, I'm going to call on all your children to cry to you violently this morning, that every limit in their lives might be broken. I'm praying, Lord God Almighty, that the journey to greatness for all these your children will now become accelerated. I'm praying that as they call on you, you will answer them instantly. I'm praying for every one of them, Lord, that before this month is over, they will have major testimonies. Father, please do this for us, and we'll give you all the glory forever. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you who have given your life to Jesus Christ, please, the counselors will attend to you. We need your names, your address, your prayer request, and I promise you, I'll be praying for you. Now, the rest of us, let's arise on our feet. Let's get ready to pray some very violent prayer this morning. Some of you are aware of the limits in your life, limits brought about by sickness, limits brought about by poverty, limits brought about by forces of darkness, and limits brought about by generational causes. You're going to forget everybody on your right and everybody on your left, and you're going to cry to the Almighty God for yourself. And just say to him, Father, today every limit in my life must be off. Go ahead, cry unto him. Talk to the Almighty God. Let him hear your voice. And I'm sure very soon I will hear your testimonies. Go ahead and pray. And the Almighty God will answer you by fire. Thank you, Father.